Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. It's our triple option feature. Tell everybody the Yankees with a 1-0 lead over Boston in the third inning. Guys, everywhere I go today, I hear it. Can the Tigers get a running game? And my thing about it is they haven't gotten it by now. You expect this to all of a sudden change? It's not. LSU is really soft up front along the offensive line. They're not a real physical football team along the offensive line. It was the biggest concern coming into the season. It's the biggest concern today. I get it. Garrett Nussmeier, no matter what they say, he's nursing an injury. You watch him throw the football, he's got nothing behind that throw, nothing behind it. But their offensive line can't move anybody off the line of scrimmage. And, man, you got to be able to run the football to keep defenses honest. And it is a major, major concern for LSU because now, you know, yeah, you can beat maybe South Carolina without rushing for 150 yards. But when you take on teams like Alabama and Texas A&M in the future, along with an Oklahoma down the road, you got to be able to run the football and be, oh, first of all, they point their finger at the running back. Oh, it's the running back's fault. Well, it's not the running back's fault. Offensive line with mask everything for 2 years was one dude, Jaden Daniels. His ability to get up the field, and he scared a bejesus out of you every time he took off running, masked the fact that what was supposed to be the Brian Kelly strength, and he did it at Notre Dame, running the football, physical brand up front. Have we seen any of that at LSU? Other than maybe, you know, occasionally you might see a little bit of it. It's a major concern for this LSU football team as we enter kind of that second phase of the season. But, guys, if you think all of a sudden this is going to kind of appear and that they can become a physical running team, if you think an off week is going to schedule it out and we're going to get everything straight, it won't. I think LSU, they are who they are. They're a pass-happy team. They throw a lot of little short passes. Hopefully you can get Nussmeier healthy. They're trying to win with their defense and special teams also. But if you think all of a sudden this team can consistently run for 130, 170 yards a game, ain't happening.
Mike, I got some numbers to build on that. Our friend Blake Ruffino over at Are You Serious Sports put this together, kind of compiled the package of different numbers from NCAA.com as far as LSU's offensive totals. We'll start with the rushing offense, 119th out of 134 FBS teams, guys, at 104.8 yards per game. Passing offense, 44th. Total offense, 88th. Scoring offense, tied for 79th. Third down offense, tied for 59th. Red zone offense, tied for 77th. And the best number of all of them, the first down offense, tied for 27th. This team has a problem. There's no sugarcoating it anymore. They were able to win those first four games with defense and, you know, the question about the talent level of some of the teams that you're going against and where is Clemson right now, where is Florida right now. You go up against a legit top 15 squad, which has now jumped into the top five with this Ole Miss team, and it was exposed. There's no sugarcoating it at all, guys. This LSU team has problems on offense, and like you mentioned, Mike, it's not likely that they're going to fix all of them in just one bye week.
No, that don't happen that way. So that lack of physicality. Last year, I'll ask both of you, were they a good running team last year?
No.
They were maybe average at best. They had four guys go in the NFL draft, right, and one of them was a top five pick with Will Campbell. You couldn't run the ball consistently last year. What makes you think now, with five new pieces across the board, that all of a sudden was going to change? I don't – if it's coaching, scheme, whatever, this team does not resemble what Brian Kelly had at Notre Dame at all in their inability to consistently run the football.
And, Steve? Before you go real quick, I want to ask you, Mike. Mike, you had brought it up last night. The Garrett Nussmeier injury situation, I think, is being maybe underreported and undersold by Coach Kelly. I'm not going to go as far to say that he's been gaslighting people or anything like that, but he says that Nussmeier suffered a torso injury during during fall camp and that he's going to be good by the bye week, right? Guys, you know, if he had shown some strides in the Southeastern game, all of that went in the garbage bin against Ole Miss. He did not look close to 100%. Mikey had brought it up last night on the second guest show. He didn't have the zip on his passes. He didn't have anything behind the deep balls. Every single time he uncorked a deep ball, it felt like it was well underthrown just because he doesn't have anything behind it. So I think maybe this torso injury that Coach Kelly has brought up, it's a little bit more severe than it's being let on.
Tolly, I hate to break it to you, but sometimes coaches lie.
That's a fact.
Okay. You know, they maybe don't give you the whole truth with it. And I think, you know, Garrett's trying to fight through this, whatever type of injury he has with his upper torso. But you can tell he's short on all his longer throws and his nose diving. And so that tells me he's got nothing behind it. After the second throw, Herb Tyler and I, who we do the pregame with, and Herb's a former quarterback, we both texted each other at the same time. Man, he don't look right. Something's wrong because his passes are coming up short, and he's got no, like, arm strength behind that at all. So, I mean, I get it. And if I'm a head coach, I don't need to tell you a damn thing. I don't need to tell the media fans nothing. You know, I keep that to myself. But it's obvious at this stage that there is a health issue with Garrett Nussmeier, and it showed up big against Ole Miss. Steve?
Mike, you had brought up just now about the offensive line of the LSU Tigers last year. Will Campbell, he's a part of what I'm talking about here for Triple Option. Looking at 33rd team, they put out the lowest pressure rates allowed by rookie O-linemen in Week 4. What do you know? Number one, Mark Schlereth made a joke about it with those short arms. Will Campbell leading the way with the rookies in Week 4 offensive linemen, least amount of pressures. Number two, what do you know? The guy that filled in for an injured Cesar Ruiz and Torricelli Simpkins. Definitely a huge positive for the Saints going forward now. It looks like Ruiz is going to miss some time with that ankle issue, 4 to 6 weeks possibly. With Simpkins, I'm imagining he's going to step up into that starting role, especially when you're looking at low pressure rate against the, you know, with playing against the Buffalo Bills and going into this matchup. Man, oh man, we know that the New York Giants front is going to be difficult to deal with for sure.
That's a toughie. But run the football. Don't let them pin their ears back and take off after you and play sick'em ball. Because that's what happened late against the Bills.
Right.
The Bills, okay, they had a 2-score lead. They play sick'em ball. Bosa, sick'em. Espinier, sick'em. Russo, sick'em. That's what they want to do you. What you got to do is wear them out. Run the football. Wear them down, and then go over the top with them. Now, that ain't great for fantasy football and for people who constantly want to see you throw the football over the top. But it should win for you, especially against a team like the Giants. I still don't get what Harbaugh and the Chargers were trying to do, but that's for another day.